Right, so let's go to 9 then, which is the petition for license allocation and preference. Tom.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman, for those listening in, this is a particular petition that we received from Mr. Jason Baldwin out of Pierce, South Dakota, asking for a change or a creation of rule that states that for any big game application and big game lottery, if you had 20 years of preference, that would automatically be available to those folks first, and if there were leftover licenses, then would go to folks with less than 20 years of preference. You know, again, this has been one of those topics that as a department and commission, we've had multiple discussions on over the last 5 years in particular around big game lottery drawings and preference points. And again, no surprise that this comes forward this time of the year, because every year when we conclude the elk drawings, we have folks contacting us talking about the system and what we have in place in South Dakota and how can we better get folks their license. And one of the peer issues that we have in particular when it comes to elk is it is a limited resource in South Dakota. We have a limited number of licenses, but we have an extremely high demand for those licenses as well. And hence why we're in this situation, why we have a lot of people that have a high desire to go elk hunting and have multiple preference points, but we only have so many licenses that we can allocate on an annual basis. So when we begin looking at this and having conversations about it, a couple of things that come to mind in particular with this one, with our discussions and some of the things that we have looked in the past couple of years, you know, right now we have a system in particular for elk that allows people, regardless how many preference points they have, the potential or opportunity to draw an elk license to go hunting. That could be from somebody that has 25 years of preference all the way down to none. Obviously, those folks that have 0, 1, 2, 3 years of preference, and depending on which unit you apply for, your odds are greatly limited, correct? But there is that opportunity, and those opportunities do exist for some of those folks. Another thing that has happened when we think of preference points over the last couple of years is we went ahead and had those discussions and implemented the cubing of preference points a few years back. If you remember those discussions, the primary purpose behind that was to implement that and incorporate that into our preference point system to give those folks with a higher number of preference even a better chance of drawing their big game preferred licenses. And we've provided examples and had a couple of PowerPoints in the past that illustrated how those work in many situations. There are a few that it's not perfect and doesn't address all of those concerns, but the cubing of preference points has certainly helped those folks with a higher number of preference points. Again, one of the main issues that always comes up in this is what unit you apply for. Elk in particular, we typically hear the concerns of not drawing their license for Unit 2, which is one of the most highly desirable units that we have for elk hunting in the Black Hills. You know, when we have, for example, approximately 400 or a couple of hundred bull tags, when you have over 12,000 people applying, your odds are limited and tough to draw that license just to begin with. The odds are minimal. So just looking at the grand scheme of things and what we've implemented with the how the system is set up right now, the cubing of the preference points. We look at this, our recommendation would be to not move forward with this and continue to move forward with the existing structure. We recognize and know we're gonna have to continue to look at this and see are there other means or other adjustments that are necessary in the future. But with the, in particular, the implementation of the cubing just a few years ago and how that appears to be helping in many situations, that's where we would be moving forward on this. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you and discussions amongst you and the commissioners.
Thank you, Tom. Questions, comments? We'll need a motion. Sorry.
Commissioner Beast here. I just on the same thing, I had a gentleman named by Eric Gregg here from Pierre call me today, too, and was questioning about the you know, the people that have 25 and 30 years worth of preference, you know, or he would like to see some of those tags set aside to specifically go to those higher preference points people. But I just told him I'd bring it up that he mentioned it to me today, so thanks.
Yep, you bet. Any other
comments? And Mr. Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
You know, this comes up a fair amount, and, you know, statistically speaking, I don't know that you can create a system where you can guarantee somebody a tag if, you know, Tom alluded to the fact that on average there's 400 tags a year. If only the first year 12,000 people applied, it would take us 30 years to fill every one of those first year people if it never changed in the next 30 years. So, you know, after your first year, you have 24,000. Then after that, you have 36,000 people. So statistically speaking, this is truly a lottery. I'm not too bad with math, but I cannot come up with a system where you can guarantee people with a certain amount of years of preference points a chance or a guaranteed chance to get an elk tag. And it's frustrating that this keeps coming up because the math will tell you it's just never going to happen no matter how we come up with a system as long as we have a finite resource. So having said that, I would move to reject.
There a second?
Second.
Any more discussion?
Chair Jensen?
Oh, yes. Commissioner Spring.
is it not correct? Just to ask the question that if something like this passed, that it would be many years just to fill those 20 years of preference tags. There's that many people in that category that nobody else would have a license for years. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Commissioner Springs, that is correct. And in particular, when you look at there are even nuances and differences between the elk seasons, whether it's the firearm season or archery elk season. You know, we even have fewer tags available in archery. And then it also depends on the unit also. You know, it's very typical that folks are applying, and again, highly desirable units, which would also amplify that. So it's certainly a challenge when it comes to just having that finite resources.
Commissioner Locken, did you have a comment? No? Okay. Anyone else? Okay, let's call the roll again, please.
Deese?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring? Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor?
Thank you.